A field, like an electric or magnetic field, is a sort of stress in space, something like the various sorts of stress that are possible within a solid body, but a field is a stress in space itself. There is one type of field for each species of elementary particle. There is an electron field in the Standard Model, whose quanta are electrons. There is an electromagnetic field, consisting of electric and magnetic fields, whose quanta are the photons. There is no field for atomic nuclei, or for the particles, known as protons and neutrons, of which the nuclei are composed. But there are fields for various types of particles called quarks, out of which the proton and neutron are composed. And there are a few other fields I need not go into now. The equations of a field theory, like the Standard Model, deal not only with particles but with fields. The particles appear as manifestations of these fields. The reason that ordinary matter is composed of electrons, protons, and neutrons is simply that all the other massive particles are violently unstable. The Standard Model qualifies as an explanation because it is not merely what computer hackers call a kludge, an assortment of odds and ends thrown together in whatever way works. Rather, the structure of the Standard Model is largely fixed once one specifies the menu of fields that it should contain and the general principles, like the principles of relativity and quantum mechanics, that govern their interactions. Why? Why does the world consist of just these fields? The fields of the quarks, electron, photon, and so on. Why do they have the properties assumed by the Standard Model? And for that matter, why does nature obey the principles of relativity and quantum mechanics? Sorry, these questions are still unanswered. Commenting on the present status of physics, the Princeton theorist David Gross gave a list of open questions. Now that we understand how it works, we are beginning to ask, why are there quarks and leptons? Why is the pattern of matter replicated in three generations of quarks and leptons? Why are all forces due to local gauge symmetries? Why? Terms used in Gross's list of whys are explained in later chapters. It is the hope of answering these questions that makes elementary particle physics so exciting. The word why is notoriously slippery. The philosopher Ernest Nagel lists 10 examples of questions in which why is used in 10 different senses, such as why does ice float on water? Why did Cassius plot the death of Caesar? And why do human beings have lungs? Other examples in which why is used in yet other senses come immediately to mind, such as why was I born? Here my use of why is something like its use in the question why does ice float on water?